From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Protesters are back on the streets of Bahrain as mourners gather for a funeral of a demonstrator killed in a government raid on Thursday. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Manama.
There are other funerals today, and the final one right after Friday prayers is supposed to be the largest. The big question then is what will happen with these grieving and enraged Shiite population. Whether there will be clashes later, we don't know. There's a heavy security presence in certain parts of the city. The Pearl Square itself is sealed off. The National Guard is also out, in addition to the military and the police. And the situation is peaceful at the moment, but no one knows where it's headed.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Manama, Bahrain. Egyptian pro-democracy leaders plan to celebrate their successful overthrow of Hosni Mubarak by staging a victory march Friday in Cairo. Some organizers say the march could also serve as a reminder to the military that the Egyptian people are a force. A former cargo handler at New York's JFK Airport is heading to prison for trying to blow up a terminal. NPR's Robert Smith says the suspect wanted the destruction to rival 9/11.
Russell DeFreitas felt mistreated as an employee at JFK Airport. He also resented American foreign policy. And so prosecutors say the Guyanese immigrant came up with a plan to blow up the fuel tanks at Kennedy. The fireball was to engulf the entire airport and hence the codename Shining Light. The plot was nowhere near operational, but DeFreitas was still found guilty last fall. His lawyers pleaded to the judge to be lenient. The plot, they said, was mostly just talk. But the judge went for the maximum sentence, life in prison, telling the courtroom this was his plan. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
U.S. consumers are paying higher prices, especially for food and fuel. NPR's John Inste says government data for January suggests that inflation may have bottomed out late last year.
Overall, consumer prices jumped 0.4% in January. That's about double what economists had expected. Food and energy accounted for 2/3 of the rise. When those volatile commodities are set aside, though, the core rate of inflation, which economists watch most closely, rose 0.2%. That increase was also more than expected. But while inflation may have stopped falling, most economists don't expect price increases to gather steam quickly. That's because unemployment remains very high and wage gains remain largely in check. John Idste, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve says it's reconsidering a proposal to limit fees that banks can charge merchants for debit card transactions. Fed officials are weighing concerns that the move could harm banks still struggling to recover from the financial crisis. This is NPR News. Raymond Davis has to wait until next month for a hearing on charges stemming from his killings of two Pakistani men last month in Lahore. A court there is giving the government more time to weigh U.S. claims that Davis should be released because he is a consular employee with diplomatic immunity. Davis says he acted in self-defense during an attempted armed robbery. His case has galvanized anti-America sentiment in a country that is a U.S. partner in the fight against terrorism. Fresh off its win on the TV game show Jeopardy, IBM wants to use the same computer technology to help doctors treat diseases. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
IBM's computer named Watson whooped some of the game show's biggest all-time winners, but it's not stopping there.
We didn't ultimately expect to generate a revenue stream from playing Jeopardy.
David Ferrucci runs the Watson project. He says IBM is now teaming up with a Massachusetts company to use the same technology to help doctors remember patient histories and access vast medical libraries.
Help them make faster, better decisions, both from the diagnosis perspective and from a treatment perspective.
IBM hopes to roll out a product next year. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
Japan's government has ended its Antarctic whaling season early because of harassment from activists. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries says that the Japanese fleet will be returning home soon, though it did not provide an exact timeline. The government blamed repeated harassment of its whalers by Sea Shepherd Conservation Society ships. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.